proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Some of you may know that IBJM publishes a quarterly magazine called The Everlasting Nation. This publication was started by IBJM's founder, Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse, and carries his passion to present the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. If you do not receive the Everlasting Nation magazine, please contact IBJM to subscribe or receive a sample copy. Recently, the magazine dealt with the topic of A New Day in Jewish Missions. While recent times have been difficult, I believe there is much to rejoice about with the new opportunities before us. On this program, I would like to share with you part two of an article concerning training and mentoring for Jewish missions, which was written by Brother Sam Wilson, who serves with IBJM's Global Outreach Ministry. I trust this will be a blessing to you. Let's take a look today at the importance of relationships in training. The mentor-intern relationship is critically important. While mentorship resembles a student-teacher relationship, it goes well beyond that. The mentor isn't simply trying to impart knowledge. Ministry involves every aspect of life, so the mentor must influence every part of the intern's life. This requires much more than a professional relationship. It demands a close, personal relationship. The mentor must be willing to invest time, energy, and love in the intern. He teaches, serves as an example, and works shoulder to shoulder with him. He opens his life to the intern, allowing him to witness the mentor's heart, his passion for God, his love for the flock, the frustrations and joys of the ministry. He not only shows the intern what to do, but explains why it is done. Every intern and internship is unique. The mentor studies the intern, learning his gifts, aspirations, strengths, and weaknesses. He teaches him to effectively employ his assets for God's glory and helps him to overcome his own weaknesses, and he helps strive to equip the intern in every aspect of life. The intern entrusts himself then to the mentor. He willingly follows the mentor's leadership, knowing that the mentor is investing in him. He carefully observes the mentor's life, accepts his instruction, and responds correctly to his correction. He seeks to learn all he can from his mentor's example and instruction. Ministry requires far more than knowledge. In addition to the ability to preach, teach, and lead the church, it requires a living walk with God, sound character, good interpersonal skills, organizational abilities, and a God-honoring family. The ability to work together with diverse people, adaptability, and so much more. Depending on the needs of the intern, the mentor is likely to provide help in many different aspects of life and ministry. Concerning practical ministry, this is one of the primary purposes of the local church intern is to give the experience to the intern on a practical day-to-day ministry. The intern will have opportunities to teach and preach the Word of God. He will make hospital visits. He will gain experience soul winning. He will help prepare and organize events, work with other ministry leaders, observe deacons' meetings, learning about church finances, and participate in many varied aspects of church ministry. In regards to spiritual life, the mentor will provide guidance and accountability, helping the intern maintain an active, growing spiritual life. In regards to relationships, the mentor will provide advice and instruction, including but not limited to personal relationships, dealing with marriage and child rearing. It will also include ministry relationships, helping the intern to learn to deal with other ministers, church members, and the lost. Personal character. In this area, the mentor will provide leadership in helping the intern to grow as a person. This might include personal organization, integrity, work ethic, and many other issues. The intern-mentor relationship requires a serious commitment from both the mentor and the intern. However, the return on that investment is enormous. The intern goes forth well-equipped for a lifetime of service for the Lord and can express a joy as we watch from afar, seeing them serve the Lord, often seeing them go far beyond the things taught them. Relationships with these servants of God are true and most precious treasures. The time invested in them is very well spent. Their lives will flourish, our lives will be enriched, and more importantly, the Lord is glorified. And now as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, go to our website at ibjm.org or call us at 423-876-8150. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.